But they'll raise the point that we have our concept of God and you have your concept of God.
No. God cannot be your God or my God. God is one. You cannot say that. That's like, you cannot say in the United States that your concept of president, my concept of president. The president is one. If you manufacture your concept of president, that means you do not know what is president. President of the United States, he has got a status, constitution, that this is the president. So you must know that. You cannot say, I am my concept of president. That can you cannot say. Can you say that?
No.
Then the president is what? Either you don't know or I don't know. So you must know what is that president. This is the first point. Why? What is God?
My argument, you can convince a skeptic of the possibility of the existence of God, but the reality of Godhead can only be really realized. I mean, it has to be experienced or realized, does
yes,
it not?
That is a point of realization. But the first preamble is that there must be God. The Supreme Being, in the dictionary it is stated, Supreme Being. So, as in every department, everywhere, there is a supreme controller. Same example. The president is the supreme controller of this state, United States. In another state, in India also, the president is the supreme controller. Similarly, taking the whole universe, or many such millions of universes taken together, there must be a supreme being. Otherwise, how things are going on naturally?
This is our first point.
Scientists say that everything had its origin with a big bang.
Huh?
All of a sudden one day there was a big bang and everything came into being.
What is that big bang? You do not know. It is your suggestion. Big bang means big brain or what? Big bang? What is that? Big bang?
Noise.
Don't come here. Huh?
Noise?
Big bang? What is that big bang?
Scientists say that in the beginning the universe wasn't created, and then all of a sudden there was a big explosion and everything just kind of happened. Everything just came into being.
But how? All of a sudden there can be explosion? What is this nonsense, people? As soon as there is question of explosion, before the explosion takes place, there must be some arrangement. The bomb, time bomb explosion. So the bomb is prepared by something, the bomb is kept by somebody, and after some time it explodes. So how all of a sudden, where does it get this idea? Just like if there is bomb explosion here, a child may think all of a sudden there is a bomb explosion. But a sane man will not think that. There will be inquiry. Who kept this bomb? Who brought this bomb? That is sanity. And all of a sudden, explosion. This is all rascal problem. Therefore, the people have become so rascal, guided by these rascals, all of a sudden, by chance, and they accept them as scientists. This is the drawback of the present civilization. They have no, because they are Shudras, like animals. They've got no brain to answer the how all of a sudden there can be explosion. They have no brain even to ask. Rather, they're giving Nobel Prize. This rascal is speaking like a rascal, still he should get Nobel Prize. That is the defect. The people at the present moment, they're all rascals. Just like animals. And yes, actually they're animals. Just like animals are eating, sleeping, waiting and eating meat, the animal is eating another animal, there's no discretion, nothing. This is a civilization of animals, polished animals. Their consciousness has become animalistic. Therefore, this Krishna consciousness movement. They are children. They are animal. They act like animals. They have no fixed program. Whatever they like, they are doing. Whatever they like, they are speaking. Simply they are interested in eating. So at the present moment, because they have lost all their power of reasoning and understanding, they are all animals. All of a sudden there is an explosion. How an explosion can take place like that? Any sane human being will ask that, how is that? Same example. If there is some explosion in the park, a rascal will say, all of a sudden there is explosion. But the government, police department immediately inquire, how this bomb came, where from, who placed it? That is humanity, that is human reason. And all of a sudden there is explosion. You have to accept that. You accept that? Then? No sane man will accept. The so-called scientist beginning, all beginning is like that. There are chemicals, these chemicals. Where from these chemicals came? Who placed these chemicals? They do not ask, because they are fools. The other fools block them and they accept it. But we are not going to accept. We shall inquire. Yeah. And that is human intelligence.
But then they say, where did God come from?
Huh?
They say,
no,
where
no,
did
God not come from? By experience you are speaking, the things are just like the explosion. Explosion was there because God was there. Therefore God is there. The explosion cannot take place by chance all of a sudden. There was somebody, some brain, and that brain is God. Because you say all of a sudden there was explosion, therefore that is the proof of existence of God. Is it clear or not?
Yes.
You say...
Something can't come from nothing. Something can't come from nothing.
No, we have no such experience. How we accept this nonsense statement? We have no such experience. I can accept something that is going on. Can you show me? So you study with your experience. Where is your experience that something comes all of a sudden? There is no such thing. So how can I accept your statement? Because you say there was explosion, that means there is God. That means that is God. So what is your argument? You say that, why you bring God? I bring God because you say there was explosion.
No, you're saying that something cannot come from nothing.
Yeah.
So, therefore this explosion came from God.
Yeah.
But then where did God come from?
Huh?
Where did God come from?
That is God. God is always existing, not come from. That is God. Nitya, Nityana, you are also existing. This knowledge they are lacking. It's like I am, you are. We are eternal. We are eternal. We are changing body. Because they do not believe, do not try to understand that I am not this body, therefore the whole mistake is there.
Scientists would use the same argument.
Huh?
The scientists would say, well, since I have not experienced that I am eternal, therefore how can I accept that I am eternal?
Yes, you are eternal, because you are a child. And now you are grown up. But you know that you are a child, therefore you are eternal. You are a child, but you have known that child's body. Now you have got a different body. So although you have got a different body, you know that you had a body like a child. Therefore body has changed. You have not changed. That is eternity.
And nobody wants to die.
Huh? Nobody wants to die.
If the soul is not eternal, where has that desire?
This is eternity. This is practical eternity. You have changed so many times your body, but you are the same person. Therefore you are eternal, in spite of changing body. This is simple argument.
I used that argument once to the Prabhupada, and the scientist said to me, it is the chromosome. Tiny chromosomes are doing
that. That is their jugglery of what, this rascal. Chromosome, will manufacture some what. But what is your chromosome of child body? What is that child body? Where it has gone? If you know chromosome, where your child's body gone? That is the difficulty. These rascals, they do not know anything, still they are teachers and manufacturers of jugglery awards, that's all. That is the difficulty. Chromosome. What is that chromosome? What does it mean, chromosome?
It's a tiny structure of organic matter that can constantly reproduce.
That's how when reproduce, the last body is gone.
They say that the chromosomes then are transferred from father to son.
Still, the father's body is not the son's body. There's different body.
Come from father's body.
That all right. But the father's body is different. The father's pains and pleasures, the son's pleasure and pleasure are not the same. It may be that the father has given the ingredient of the body, but that does not mean the father's body and the son's body the same. Like the mind is same, like the intelligence is same, it's all different. Otherwise, why a son becomes disobedient to the father? I don't agree with you. That means your intelligence, your mind is different from my mind. I cannot agree with you. That everything is different.
They can accept that our bodies are changing now, but in the next life, they have no experience of this.
So next life, this is experience. You are a child, this is your next life.
They can see this body change, but the next life they cannot see.
That means you have no. You cannot see so many things. That means that does not exist. What is the value of your eyes? That I already explained. You cannot see, now it is misty, you cannot see anything. Does it mean your eyes are perfect? How you can see? Your eyes are not perfect. What you cannot see, you have to hear. Suppose in a distant place I cannot see, what is that light, I say? But if somebody knows, oh, that light is from, there is a skyscraper building like this, and the light is coming. So I know. What I cannot see, I can hear. Therefore, what you do not see next life, you have to hear from authority. That is stated in the Bhagavata. Tatha dehantaram prapti. As you have changed so many times in this life, this body, similarly, after death, it will change your body. That is authority. You have to hear. Anything you cannot perceive, you cannot experiment with your senses, you have to hear. from another person who knows. That is the process. Why you think your eyes are so perfect that you can see everything? Why you are thinking like rascal? Your eyes are imperfect, and why you are thinking that eyes are your perfect? That is rascal. I cannot see. I mean, you cannot see so many things. Is that a right proposition? I cannot see. What are you? What is your position of eyes? If there is darkness, you cannot see. So that is mean that your seeing is the only evidence? What do you think? Suppose if you are a blind man, what can you see?
My senses are imperfect.
Huh?
I cannot see.
Yes. You see under certain conditions, that's all. So how you believe in such seeing power? Therefore, we have to see through the eyes of a person who has perfect vision. That is what. Why do you use microscope, telescope, binocular? Why do you use if your eyes are perfect? What do you use? If you are so confident that your eyes are perfect, why do you use these instruments? And how it is guaranteed that your instrument is also right? Because it is manufactured by your imperfect senses. So this is the position.
Like the scientists, they cannot accept the existence of the soul until they see it.
That is explained, right? You
yes.
are repeating that.
Yes.
You have no seeing power, is still your boast of seeing. That is your rascal. Yes. That is your rascal. There was a question in the newspaper. A child is asking his father, "Father, you are a girl or a boy in childhood?" He has no, because he has no distinction, what is the boy, what is the girl. Therefore, he is asking that nonsense question. Now, my second son, when he was 4 years old, was passing, and there was a big marriage party. You know, a marriage party goes.
Oh, yes.
So, he was asking, very intelligent boy, he was asking, what is this? I have to explain, this man is going to marry. Saying this after, father, you are married? He asked me. So, this nonsense question is there. He does not know, without marriage, how I am coming to existence. So these questions are like that, childish questions. It has no meaning. Tadvijnanatham sava guru meva vigacche. One must approach guru. Guru means heavy. Who knows? Perfectly. You must go there to learn. And actually it is happening. Why the children are sent to school? When he becomes educated, the same eyes, same hands, same legs, same body, but he becomes educated. What is the difference between educated and not educated? Because he has heard from authorities. That's all. This is education. Without going to school, he is not considered to be educated. Why? Because he did not hear from the authorities. Therefore he is uneducated. Let him learn everything. He has got the eyes, he has got the senses. Why he is sent to school? Why? Tell me, why? He has got the eyes. Why he sent to school for education? Yeah, because his eyes have no value without hearing from the authority. These are the general psychology. He has got eyes, let him be educated at home. Why he sent to school? Let him see everything. How these rascals say like that, I am surprised. I cannot see in my eyes. You cannot see in your eyes what was the length and breadth of your body in the mother's womb. Does it mean that he did not exist in the mother's womb? You cannot see who is your father. How do you believe that this is my father? Is that depending on your eyes? Then what is the value of your eyes? Why these rascals say that we do not see? These things prove that they are rascals.
Most of the things in their theories they also have not seen.
Many things. They simply speak like rascals. Therefore our conclusion is, anyone who does not know what is God, he is a rascal. That is perfection of knowledge. Nati vitu sarthakatin hi Vishnu. These rascals do not know that all knowledge is imperfect unless he comes to this platform of knowing God. All knowledge is imperfect. And that is confirmed in the Bhagavad. Bhunam janamanavanti jnanavan mahangaprabhad. When he actually wise in knowledge, then he surrenders to God. That is knowledge. That is knowledge. One who has surrendered to God, one has known God, one is abiding by the order of God, he is the perfect man. All others, they are rascals.
After hearing such nice information about God, I think some sincere men might come forward and say...
Yes, any gentleman, any sincere man must accept this proposition. It is so logical.